Its place remembers it no more. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone. And its place remembers it no more. Psalm 103, 15 through 16. The picture is of the Faulkner High School baseball team. Grandpa Johnson is sitting on the floor, and his good friend Hugh Bedient is sitting in the middle. As you recall, Leslie as well as Hugh did well at baseball. Wait, don't you remember? If I ask today's students and staff, "Do you remember Leslie Johnson?" they might roll back their eyes and search their memory banks. "Sorry, I don't remember him." Oh, come on. Everyone knew Leslie. The picture doesn't capture it, but most of the time he was wearing a smile. He was the fun-loving guy everyone liked to be near. Come on, think about it. Leslie was captain of all his sports teams, a really friendly guy. He was especially good at baseball. He couldn't play baseball at the University of Pennsylvania because he played semi-pro after high school. Let me think. When did he graduate? Oh, about 115 years ago. In time, the slightest recollections are gone. It may take a few generations, but in time, the rich, beautiful, villain, and virtuous are forgotten. The names, dates, and places may be studied by a few historians, but in time, historians lose interest as new history supplants the old. Our lot is not found in an overgrown, forgotten grave. Our lot is with the Lord. Our loving Father has perfect recall. We are remembered. Job gives us the first biblical reference to the resurrection of the dead in a prayer. If only you would hide me in the grave and conceal me till your anger has passed. If only you would set me a time and then remember me. If someone dies, will they live again? All the days of my hard service, I will wait for my renewal to come. You will call and I will answer you. You will long for the creature your hands have made. Surely then you will count my steps, but not keep track of my sin. My offenses will be sealed up in a bag. You will cover over my sin. Job 14, 13 through 17. You, my friend, are remembered.